that actually came along just at the start of 1968.
Okay.
I guess probably, I'm not exactly sure, but probably came out of the original demands that were given where they wanted the Black Student Union, as they called it then, but it was a cultural center.
Okay.
And then I don't even remember how the name came up. I wasn't totally enamored by the name, I know that.
Nobody seems to have been.
No, but anyway, somebody must have liked it. There it was, yeah. And because of the role I had taken in recruiting, and then having, of course, Lane and McKee both working too at that time, became the logical one to become the chairman. So I kind of inherited the chairman's job of that committee. And not much you could do with some of them, you know. Some of them say, oh, we get some strange looks when we go downtown type of thing, you know. But I wasn't aware of any real major problems other than that. Actually, I thought things were going fairly well. Well, I think that the bulk of the stuff that you meant, you know, when you talked about the Black Cultural Center, talked about more Black faculty, so the committee very much was in favor of all of those.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't recall financial aid ever coming up as even a discussion matter.